It's funny though, my dad doesn't really listen to music that much. Sometimes we'll turn on like an elevator station just to have something there. I don't think he owns a single CD but mine.
Although her band name, Heartless Bastards, is more a reflection of sound than a behavior, Erica Winterstrom's voice isn't one to mess with. And even a non-musical parent couldn't hold her back from singing. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Like their fellow Ohioans, the Black Keys, Heartless Bastards started out taking a no-frills approach, using a bass, drums, guitar trio to crank out garage rock schooled in barroom blues and British Invasion. The heart of Heartless Bastards is Erica Winterstrom, who writes the songs and drives home every note and word as she belts them out. But for the band's third album, The Mountain, she also took those notes and words from Ohio to Texas, enlisting producer Mike McCarthy to add some different sounds to the Heartless Bastards' arsenal. Steady in power, but varied in terrain, the album led Pace magazine to call it not just a single peak, but a whole mountain range. But somehow, Heartless Bastards fit into FUV Studio A for an interview with host Rich McLaughlin.
Erica, you self-produced the first two albums. For this new one, though, you chose to bring someone in, Mike McCarthy, who worked with Spoon and Trail of Dead. He's such a great person when it comes to music and producing that I'm sure he was, for you, like another person to bounce ideas off of in the studio or bring new ideas to the table that maybe you wouldn't have come up with yourself.
Oh, definitely. Like the pedal steel on the song The Mountain. I always associate pedal steel with country music, and I don't really consider that song like a country song, so I just wouldn't have pictured it. I pictured more of a guitar part, but I thought, well, let's try it. You know, what could it hurt? And I love the way it came out. And, you know, I had to let go of a little bit of a control of the songs a little bit. You know, they're like my little kids. But I had to put trust in Mike and that, you know, he was as invested in making the project as good as it could be as I was.
Oh, for way too long, these things, they occupy my mind. And all the things that I left behind. Oh, I was searching all the time.
Who were some of your earliest influences, some of the bands that you really grew up listening to that had an impact on you?
Well, I guess, you know, when I was really young, I went through my little pop phase like a lot of us youngsters do. And then I heard Fugazi freshman year of high school, and I remember being like, what is that?
Mm-hmm. 13 songs? Repeated.
Yeah, 13 songs.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, that totally blew me away. And the Pixies, I got into them. And I started getting into classic rock, like Zeppelin and stuff like that, after I became an adult and I was really trying to write songs. And I realized how intricate and amazing a lot of classic rock songs are. You know, in high school, I was like, God, I can hear this stuff every day, you know. I want to hear something new. But I love it now. I appreciate it so much.
Packed up and headed to the city of light to escape the pain and the blues. I walked around through the bottom of the ocean. I took a deep breath and drank through my gills. And I was searching for a mystery out down through. I've been sinking underneath the paper skies I drew.
Recorded live at FUV, that's Heartless Bastards, and a version of Out at Sea. Check out the complete studio session and more in the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.